Oasis Audio presents Own Your Life by Sally Clarkson, read for you by Pamela Klein. Coming home to God, finding your part in His story. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. Mama, the world seems like a very scary place, and it makes me feel powerless. I am afraid I will be so lonely and insecure without friends and family around me. Joy, my daughter, would be leaving the next day to study in Oxford, England, and we had just finished zipping her last suitcase shut. She had been looking forward to her semester abroad as a great adventure and inspiring opportunity. Yet as we were packing that day, a second American journalist had been beheaded by ISIS, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. The media was also talking about terrorist threats to England and the United States. Between that news and the devastating reports of earthquakes, war, and immorality among Christian leaders, Joy was understandably feeling overwhelmed. Of course, as a mom, those same thoughts and fears had run through my mind. "Can we have one last time together out on the grass under the stars?" she pleaded. "I need some peace before I go to bed." She knew that it was late and that we were both exhausted after getting all the details in place for her flight and for spending 3 months away from home. "Yes, my sweet precious," I whispered, calling her by the special nickname I use whenever we have heart-to-heart talks. "We will make one more memory together." As was our habit, we took some soft old blankets out to our front yard and lay next to each other under the tall pines, shoulder to shoulder on the grass. A dog barked and the cold mountain air blew gently across the aspen leaves in the distance, but otherwise, the night was clear and quiet. Silently sharing the moment, we gazed up. Stars filled the navy blue sky and sparkled as though just for us. We breathed out the life clutter of the day and inhaled the peacefulness of the grandeur above us. "Mama, when I look at what God has done and keep my eyes on Him, my fears seem to melt away," Joy whispered as she snuggled closer. Our family, which includes 5 authors, is truly philosophical, a people of words. God's voice seemed to be speaking through my own heart as well. In our last moments together, I wanted to lift Joy up to Him, to leave her with courage, and to assure her of the One who would care for her. "Joy, this vast display of stars and all the galaxies beyond have been held in place by the sure, strong hands of God for thousands of years, through wars, tragedies, and disasters of every kind. Not one year of our history has shaken the power or control of God. Our God, who created this beauty for us to behold, and who has shown His power through the calm night skies, wants to fill you from the tip of your toes to the top of your head with the very same energy that created all of this, the Spirit who threw the night sky into place, so that you will know His full companionship, love, beauty and wisdom each step in your journey ahead. God has prepared a story for you to live. There will be many in Oxford who will long to know His love, something perhaps only you can show them. Others, looking for meaning, will need the messages of His truth that are stored in your soul. Those you meet who are filled with fear and despair will need your hope and faith. Teachers will be there to sharpen your mind so you can become a more excellent message maker. Beauty will be strewn across your path so you can observe His fingerprints. I know that if you embrace the days ahead, no matter what they hold, your time in Oxford will be significant and purposeful. You are a chosen one, and I know wherever you go, you will bring His light and love. My sweet precious, you will always have a choice to make. If you look at the darkness in fear, you will grow dark in your soul. But if you look to God and trust Him with your days, you